He compares you to other women negatively as a way to manipulate you and to make you feel as if you're not enough. Stay away from dangerous men for your self-esteem, for your health. You're listening to the Find the Right Man podcast with Paulina Solda, episode number 73. 8 Signs of a Dangerous Man.
Welcome to the Find the Right Man podcast. If you want to find the right man for you in just a few simple steps, keep listening. And now here's your host, dating coach and NEO style expert, Paulina Solda.
Live your life of love. Paulina is here. And in this episode, I will tell you about signs of a dangerous man so that you can protect yourself. And when you start interacting with a man very, very early on, in initial texting, on the first phone call, and of course, when you go on the first date, you will remember the signs and you will look for them. So that if you see the signs in the man early on, you're going to prevent getting in a situation where you get involved with a dangerous man, with a wrong man for you. So this can save you a lot of time and wasted time and a lot of heartache. And most importantly, it's going to increase your confidence because so many women have no idea what to look for, or they're looking for the things that aren't really the most important things that matter. So I will tell you about the signs. Let's dive in right away. And I will explain to you exactly why the signs and not something else. And give you some examples related to personality types, which is next level. You got to learn the whole system inside of my program to be able to apply it. First sign is that a man doesn't communicate well. And I want to immediately give you a caveat. So for those of you who understand personality typing and you are dealing with a North type of man, and for him, he's rigid in everything. He has limited amounts of energy that he conserves and preserves, and it shows up in everything he does, from how he eats to how he schedules his day to what profession even he chooses. And of course, when it comes to relationships and communication, it's not going to be his strength. But in this case, so of course, you want to know, keep it in mind. And again, understand, is he North type or it's really a sign of a dangerous man? So again, you have to learn the system. But the bottom line, why I'm saying this is the first sign, is because when a man doesn't know how to express his emotions and feelings, he just reacts. And it could be that he gets angry or he gets distant, emotionally cold. When there is no communication, and it happens early on, even like on, or it's excessive communication, it's he doesn't communicate well. So it's all kinds of extremes. It could be that he wants to do one thing and then the next, and he just keeps planning and planning and that never gets anywhere. Or he communicates very, very little, or he communicates way too much. So think about any kind of extreme. That's what I mean by not communicating well. There is no balance in communication, and there's no adequate communication where, okay, let's just make plans for a date. It's like an adequate way to, okay, what works for you? But if it's inadequate, then watch out. Because if it happens at the early stage, like before you even met, or very, very early on, or you sit on the first date and you talk about your feelings and he's not talking about it at all, or he just like very, very awkward, it's just weird, then just imagine if you think down the line in the relationship and there is a conflict and he doesn't know, he's upset about something, but he doesn't know how to express it. And then he expresses it and maybe exploding in rage or doing something dangerous, really. That is the first sign to look for. The second sign is that he lies. And it could be, I'm not talking about, I would call them little lies. So when you meet the man and he lied about his age, there's such a thing as an algorithm and who shows up in your searches. And we women oftentimes, so many women will change their age, or they talk about the weight, the things like that. So we want to sound and look better than what we are. I'm talking about other kinds of lies, where he says he's going to do something, he promises this, and he knows it's important to you. You have communicated that. But when he doesn't do it, or he tells you he did it, but he didn't, or something else, that he gave you an excuse why he couldn't do something, and then later on, you realize that it actually, there's something else going on. So any kind of lies are dangerous for you, because when you cannot relax, you cannot trust, it creates anxiety, it creates stress, worry, and doubt. And for a specific type of women, especially with a strong south type, so south type or east, it can, especially for a south type emotional feeling, it just can create so much anxiety. You already have so many feelings and emotions in your life and stressed out about so many things, because you meant to feel you, for especially a certain south, like south, extroverted south, you just have so much going on already. You feel whatever people are feeling, like that empathy. And for you to have even more anxiety, it's unhealthy. It leads to emotional eating and gaining more weight and health issues. So just be careful. I mean, the main lies, you cannot relax. You cannot feel safe in a relationship. So huge sign. And again, just distinguish between the small lie, like, oh, you lied about your age on your profile, versus with pathological lies, where a man might say, well, his income is this, but in reality, he makes less. Maybe he made that 2 years ago, and now his business is not doing so well, or whatever it is. I'm not talking about those kind of things. It's more serious than that. Number three. He rushes you to have sex. And again, I want to be careful here in terms of, it's okay that the man wants to have sex. Like, it's not a problem that they say, hey, I really am attracted to you. You're so hot. Can we go to my place? Of course, because they're going to say that, of course, because they are driven by that sexual desire first. Men want sex first, and then they discover that there's so much more, like love and connection and all of these amazing things, commitment, but it starts with sex. However, when you set the boundary and you say, okay, I need the time to get to know you. I don't have sex with anyone unless we both fell in love. And I need the time to discover if we're right for each other. Also, of course, please take care of your health and do not have sex with anyone who you have no idea what their health history, especially sexual health history, is. So again, this is just your relationship with yourself and your body. It's just like when you have such an amazing relationship with your body where you're not going to put things that are going to harm you, toxins, it's the same thing. You're not going to allow some man to come into your body that you have no idea what's happening. He could be a carrier of an STI. So be careful there. But here I'm talking about when he rushes. So just a side note. But here, when he rushes you to have sex, and here's the thing, when you set that boundary, so obviously don't just dismiss a man because he wants to have sex. Just set a boundary, communicate your preferences and values. And even talk about the timeline, what needs to happen, right? And then if he still pushes, he manipulates you, maybe he threatens that I'm not going to wait, then be careful, because if he's manipulating you in this area this early on, and he dismisses how you feel, which is abusive, you're not ready and somebody doesn't care that you're not ready and they just want to use your body, that is abusive, manipulative, like you either do it or I leave. You gotta, at this point, just remember, Paulina said, this is abusive, manipulative. You gotta just immediately tell yourself, he's a dangerous man. Again, put yourself first. So number four, what he does is that he compares you to other women, and he does it in a condescending, manipulative, he does it in a negative way. He can do it privately, or he could say something, well, my friend's girlfriend or whatever, this model, like he looks in the magazine or he watches TV, and then he's like, why can't you be like this? Why can't you just lose some weight? Or why can't you dress? Whatever it is that he wants, why can't you be like dress? Maybe it's okay, like it's a matter of style, but there's something about who you are, like not accepting you as you are. So it's one thing to, if a man says, hey, can you like put high heels on? Like, I'm just so like turned on. That's different. That's not what I'm talking about. Like, oh, look, this model wears high heels. Like, why can you wear them? That's different. But if he compares you in terms of who you are, like, for example, you're in your type, you are emotional. And especially, for example, if you're Southeast, and again, you got to learn the whole system to understand it, you're not going to be, West is going to be your weakest area, like that dominant, strong, powerful energy. It could be hard for you to say no, to set boundaries, and he might just say, why can't you be like more like ambitious? Why can't you just be more driven? Like, it's something about as if you're not enough is who you are. And other woman, like, look at her, like she's able to do this, or why can't you do that? That type of thing. So the biggest mistake, so do not do this. And oftentimes that's what I see women, they start proving themselves that they're better. It's like, don't do that. It's actually a sign that you got to work on your self-esteem. You got to increase your self-esteem, because a woman who fully knows who she is, accepts who she is, you don't need to prove anything to anyone. If somebody, for example, tells me, I am really developing all of the qualities, but let's say like I used to be not organized. That would be my weak area. Like now I'm so systematic, but it's like a skill that I've developed. It was my weakest area and area of like low self-esteem where I felt badly. And somebody was like, oh, you're so disorganized. And why can't you just like have a system? And that kind of like somebody else. So when you know who you are and you know that you're not perfect, you have strengths and weaknesses. So in the past, I would say, well, this is not my strongest area. And now it's just no longer an issue. But let's say there's an area where it's not your strongest. We all have those areas. And maybe body, like weight, it's fluctuating, like especially for self type, like your weight is on, like, high, low, like yo-yo, dieting, changing. It's really a hard thing for you. And then he compares you to somebody who is a completely different, let's say North type. North type of women have an unchanging body their entire life. They're just proportional, lean, slim, is just making it whatever they want. And then somebody wants you to be who you're not, and you're like, that's not me. Just do not try to prove and try to be somebody else. You just tell him. So direct response from West type. You just say, listen, well, you chose to be with me. You chose, let's say you're on a date or you're already in a relationship. It's your choice. You chose to be with me and not that woman. So why did you choose to be with me, right? And also understand that we're not perfect, so we all have strengths and weaknesses. I accept my own weaknesses. Can you accept my weaknesses? Can you accept me as I am, with my strengths and my weaknesses, exactly as I am? if I didn't change anything about myself, and I am who I am, you get to choose, is do you want to be with a woman like me? And then give him a choice, give him an opportunity to choose. So many women make a mistake of not giving a man this opportunity to choose. They're trying to control. If I do this, if I become this type for him, if I lose this weight, if I develop these skills, only do it for yourself. Don't do it for another person, because when you try to prove yourself to somebody else, you will never be good enough for them and for yourself. So just accept yourself. This is who I am, and I want to develop these skills, but I am enough. Number five is that he offers you to move in with him very, very quickly. And it depends on the type, a niche type, for example. Self type just already like their mission to feel to love. They already know that they want to be in a relationship. They can do that. So again, you got to understand who is in front of you. East type could fall in love and kind of be romantic adventurous. He could offer it. But it also could be, so you got to be careful. My husband proposed 6 months in after we met, but he offered to move in together after 1 month. And we had a conversation about what it would mean, which I, of course, initiated. Like I said, this is what I want. But here's the thing, like somebody can offer that from a place of, a man can offer to move in together from a place of wanting to control you. So he could be an abusive man. He could be a manipulative man. And when everything happens so quickly, it's sort of like you're losing the ground underneath you, like all the foundation. So now you move in with him, and now you spend so much time with him, and maybe like you no longer have your place, and you no longer have as much time to see your friends and all the other things, because like he takes over your time, energy, space. It could be so quickly. Why? What is the rush? Like that is the sign, just like with sex. Like what is the rush? Why it has to be happen so quickly? So it could be a sign of a dangerous man. So again, look at what is his motivation behind it? Like why? And he might say, well, you know, I'm in love with you and I want to. So just be very clear on your timeline and what it would mean to you. For example, if you actually want to get married, you're moving in with an agreement that he's going to propose to you within 6 months, right? And I wouldn't do any tests, just like leave and see how it's going to be. Now, like if we're moving in together, we're moving in with a purpose of building, creating a family, right? But I think even 1 month, you have to know, like you want to take your time. You have to be so good at understanding who you are and who is in front of you. And that month, there has to happen so much. There has to be so much progression that it depends on other factors. So for example, when I moved in with my husband, I met his friends, I met his parents, we traveled already, we did a total immersion where we traveled together, we went on the boating trip for a few days. Obviously we decided that we are committed exclusive, and he showed up in incredible ways. He also met my friends, and he started already planning a trip to Europe where I was going to go to Spain. He said he will join me. So, and when we traveled in July to Spain, and that was also a test. We already moved in together. But when we traveled to Europe and we spent a whole week, which was another way of total immersion, where we had the issues to solve and we could get come out of a trip and break up, like it was a possibility. And then we already moved in together. So just Take it slow. Slow it down. If he rushes you, why? Okay, now the sixth sign of a dangerous man is that he does not introduce you to people in his life, his family and friends, his coworkers, people in his community. that is a huge red flag, because the question is immediately, is what is he hiding? Or why is he hiding you from people in his life? Or what is it about his life he's hiding from you, or both? So, for example, when I talk about progression, when you meet for the first time, of course, you go on a date, just two of you, and you talk about your life. Obviously, it includes other people. The big part of our lives is relationships with other people. Now, notice, so before you ever meet them, I think even I'm going to give you like an early way to know is that, is he even talking about his family, friends, co-workers, and how is he talking about it? What are relationships that he has in his life where he spends time and energy and attention, and whether he has specific traditions that he honors? For example, every Thanksgiving he flies to a state, another state where he's from, to spend holidays with his parents, with his family, with his friends. Does he even do that? If there is a challenge with family members, just ask questions, just be curious what's happening. And of course, friends. So if a person doesn't really have any social connections, like he doesn't have a functional, it's a dysfunctional relationship, he's not talking to his parents, so it's like very challenging, or he doesn't have really any friends, it's a major concern. I would definitely ask questions, because how a man is in his relationships with other people already gives you indicators how he's going to be in relationship with you. So being able to maintain relationships and positive relationships, healthy relationships, and being able to do that over a long term, well, it speaks a lot about the person. It speaks about their values, about being consistent, being loyal. For example, we all, of course, all of us have gone through some kind of childhood trauma and challenges with our parents, let's say, and nobody's perfect. We're just humans, and our parents only did the best they knew how. And so if a person is not able to forgive, he's like, oh, I'm not talking to, like, that is a huge, like, it's dangerous. A person who cannot forgive immediately tells you that they're not psychologically and emotionally mature. What would happen then in the relationship with you when you're not perfect and you did something wrong, and maybe you didn't mean it, or you made a mistake and he's not able to forgive you? Then you can see right away, like, already was issues. Number seven, he is dangerous if he doesn't work. Meaning, I'm not talking about the man who is financially independent and he has investments that his money works and makes money for him, so he doesn't have to work, his money works for him. I'm not talking about situations like that. Or he intentionally took a break, like, to travel the world and just focus on, say, personal life, and he doesn't have to work. But I'm talking about the person who is unable to take care of himself. So they're not taking responsibility for themselves, so he doesn't have a job. It's a very low vibration. He doesn't take responsibility for himself. So he's dangerous, because if he cannot take responsibility for himself, he cannot take responsibility for anyone else, for other people, for you, and if you decide to have a family, for your children. That type of man, if he doesn't solve this problem, that means he relies on somebody else. Like, he just accepts that is his norm because he's allowing that. How you know that it's his norm? It's because that's how he lives his life. And if it's his standard, it is a problem, right? So you want again, to look at, especially, so what can be happening for women is that when you haven't been dating for a long time, your frequency, when it comes to relationships, like your level of desirability as a relationship partner, when you have been out of a relationship for a long time, is pretty low. It's just like somebody who is unemployed, right? And they're not really desirable at the job market when they don't have any current recent skills, they don't have a recent experience and knowledge, they're like out of it. So women who haven't been in a relationship for a long time, your level of frequency is determined in terms of your relationship. But for men, it's different. It's determined in terms of their level of success in society, professionally, in their career. So women who haven't been in the relationship for a long time can attract men who are not successful professionally. They might be in between jobs, or they keep losing jobs, or like it just simply doesn't work. So just realize that when you meet a man like that, do not get into, like, do not try to support him. Do not, like, he needs to take responsibility. He needs to learn how to take care of himself and provide for himself before he can talk about being with a woman. Like, it has to be an exchange. He cannot give you anything if he is unemployed. He cannot take you even on a date and pay for your dinner and or anything for that matter. He cannot even pay for himself. So if you go on a date and he doesn't work, are you going to be paying for him? Is that, and then it's going to set the whole dynamic. So it's actually, don't do that. But the way to increase your frequency is to put attention, to start meeting men, to start going on dates. Put attention on building the relationship skills. And the relationship skills isn't how you choose men, how you communicate with them, getting dates. Of course, learning personality typing when you join my program and learn that. Super important that you put your attention and focus. That's how your frequency will go higher. And definitely when a man doesn't work, it's just a sign that, okay, I need to put more attention into increasing my frequency when it comes to me being a desirable relationship partner. Like, it's a weak area for me. And men I attract a symbol of that, because we're exceptional men who are professional, who are doing the work that they're really good at, they're meant to do. They make great money doing that, and they are willing and able to take care of somebody else, and not even take care, but share their abundance, their resources with somebody else. And that can be you. So let's focus on those men. All right. And then the final sign that this is a danger. So do not get involved with a man, again, who doesn't work. You just look at him as like, who doesn't work? Think about it. Children don't work. So he's like a child. Do you want to be in a relationship with a child? The answer is no. So again, if it's an adult and he has arms and legs and brain, he can have a job today. If he doesn't, stay away, walk away from him. And then number eight, he is negative, like about everything. He's complaining, he's unhappy. And it's somebody else's fault because of his circumstances. And it ranges from the bad weather, it's the politics is terrible, and this country is being ruined, and this food is not good, and it's too expensive, and this place is too crowded, and all of that stuff. Like, his brain is deeply wired, and it's totally unmanaged brain. It's just such a mess. It's full of so much garbage, like mental garbage. He is finding what's wrong with everything around him. And guess who is going to be his next target if you get into a relationship, if you become close with this type of man. So constant. So I'm not saying it's okay. Of course, it's okay to say, hey, I don't like something. Like, for example, if somebody brings me, if I ordered something and it's like the temperature, it's been like maybe sitting there for a while, now it's cold, and like I'll say, hey, can you? But even that, it's not going to be complaining. It's just going to be like expressing, like, there is a difference when somebody says, well, this is how I like it, this is what I want, and the request. As somebody who just complaints, and it's constant. It's about everything. So that is what I'm talking about. Just watch out for a man who are wired to be disappointed, to be upset. And they're playing this role of a victim. And the worst thing, like, it's not your job to make anybody happy, but the worst, like, the mistake I see women make is that they step into this role of, like, rescuer. Like, I'm going to show him the brightest side of things. And I'm telling you, like, I'm a professional coach, but I do not coach my husband or anybody unless it's a client who pays me. Not my friends, not my son, not my husband. I do coach myself and I coach my clients. So when you meet the man, for some women, especially South type, like that savior role, like stepping into, do not become his therapist and like help him try to see the brighter things of life, like trying to see the positive. It's not your job. People decide what they think, intentionally or not, how they see the world. And somebody who is so negative and wants to complain about everything and wants to find wrong, that is what they want. How we know it, it's because that is where attention goes, where we put their time and energy. And just let them, allow them to be negative and miserable in that, and just recognize, okay, this is that the energy? Is that the low vibe that I want to be in? And if it's the answer is, again, decide whatever you want. It's your life, your choice, but just love your reasons. So for your decision. So I'm going to recap again, 8 signs of a dangerous man. Again, I warn you, now you know what to look for. Number one, he doesn't communicate well. It's hard for him to express what he thinks and feels. Number two, he lies to you about significant things, and it happens on a regular basis, or it happens more than once. It's not just one little thing and right away, right? Number three, he rushes you to have sex even when you communicate that you're not ready. He still pushes for it. Number four, he compares you to other women negatively as a way, of course, to manipulate you and to make you feel as if you're not enough so that he can control you so you won't leave. That's behind it. Number five, he offers you to move in with him very, very quickly. Look for reasons why and understand that it could be just so, again, he can be abusive and it's easier for him to control you and manipulate you. Number six, he does not introduce you to his family and friends or his co-workers, business partners, etc. Number seven, he doesn't have a job. He doesn't work. He relies on something, someone else, or that kind of an irresponsible victim position. And immature, like a child. Remember, who doesn't work? Children. Number eight, he's unhappy. He's complaining negative about pretty much everything. And it's such an energy drain. It's just negative, negative. Stay away from men who you recognize the signs in them. Stay away. They're dangerous men for you. They're dangerous for your self-esteem. They're dangerous for your health. They're dangerous for your sense of being a desirable woman, a woman who has confidence, who is authentic, who is fully expressed in who you are. And I would love to hear from you. Give me your feedback. Like, what's been, out of all these signs, what's been most like, wow, aha moment for you, or like totally made sense because you met somebody like that in the past and they totally were like dangerous person, totally. You can see how now understanding the signs, looking for the signs is going to protect you. And if there are more signs that I didn't mention, but it's definitely something else, well, ask me. So DM me on Instagram at Paulina Solda. And also, I have a webinar where I'm doing on this topic to make sure you avoid getting hurt in your relationship. So make sure you register for that. And I'll see you in the next episode. Sending you much love. If you love this podcast, please leave a review and share what's been most valuable to you. Simply scroll down, tap to rate, and click to write a review. we're giving away a $25 Amazon gift card, and we'll announce a winner picked at random next week. Thank you so much.